It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast.
It's time for the Drive Brew Ha Ha, brought to you by Home Run Pizza, home of the Knuckleball in Larkfield, Russian River Brewing, and Victory House at Poppy Bank Epicenter. And Herlinda, International Beer Judge, it is great to see an old friend who I guess we haven't seen since we did the live show for our 10th anniversary at the Flamingo. We broadcast live. That was a lot of fun. There were so many cool people there. It was packed. Congressman Mike Thompson came out with a framed proclamation from Congress celebrating our 10th anniversary.
It was a reunion for me because I started work at the Flamingo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
In the 50s.
Man. He still has his bartending school. I hooked Mike up. He went to your school. You took your classes and he raved about what you did and how you do it, and then he became one of the top bartenders Santa Rosa.
Thank you.
Yeah, very cool. And you're still doing it.
In the mornings only.
Yeah. And how do people get a hold of you?
I have a website, and most of it's just by association, by mm-hmm. name. I started the Mills Patio, then I went to the Flamingo when it opened up, and I started there as a bus person and progressed into a bar back, a bartender. And left there about 1964, went to Coddingtown, opened up the Coddingtown Saddle and Sirloin that Hugh Codding had all of his wild animals stored at. And then Klaus Newman purchased the Coddingtown Saddle. I went to work there, and I didn't want to stay very long because it wasn't my style, so I only stayed 29 years because he was one of the best employers
Klaus,
that you could ever imagine.
Didn't he run Los Robles?
Los Robles Lodge.
Yeah, that's where I met him. Yeah.
Food, beverage, catering, lodging.
Of course, you knew our mutual dear friend Jim Grady.
Jim Grady, very special to me.
Me too,
special.
Man. As I said, I used to call him my illegitimate father.
Yes.
And we would do, I was doing a morning show at the Classic Rock station in the same building as the station he was doing the morning show. And we'd be out smoking together, you know.
Smoking,
Dan. No, smoking. It was just cigarettes. And then we'd get off the air at 9 or whatever, and he'd come up. Come on, son. We're going to the Red's recovery room. Okay.
Red's
whatever you say, Dad.
Still waiting for him to pay his bar bill.
But. Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, Jim passed a few years ago. But
one
what
of the
a
greatest persons in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, and, the radio legend of Santa Rosa. And I guess in a few moments we're going to play a commercial that was done how long ago?
In the 70s. Jim Grady gave it to me when he cleared his desk out.
John Burton is our guest on the Drive Brew Ha Ha. Herlinda?
I'm helping the Museum of Sonoma County with their first history of beer and hops exhibit, the history of Sonoma County and its place in the craft beer revolution, because, like, you know, there was all these hops fields that were, you know, growing here in Sonoma County before there was tons of grapes and wine, and even the hop picking machine was invented in Sonoma County in Santa Rosa and was used to be built in the building across from the Toad in the Hole where the bike shop is now. The exhibit actually opens to the public April 20th. It's going to go till September 1st, and then members and guests, so come on down the 19th if you want to come be my guest. But on April 27th is a big shindig. So we have Tara Nurin, who wrote A Woman's Places in the Brew House, and she's coming down and she's doing a book signing, because a lot of the book has to do with Sonoma County women. So New Albion, the first new brewery in America after Prohibition, was started in the town of Sonoma. What Jack McAuliffe was the Navy man who had tried great beers in Scotland and then decided to crazy idea to open up a brewery in the town of Sonoma. But there's two women, Susie and Jane, that actually were a big part of this, including helping fund it as well. So one of them actually might pop down, but when Tara does this reading in the book, she's going to be talking about New Albion. But all these legends of beer are going to be there. On tomorrow, I'm actually doing a video interview with Tony McGee, who founded Lagunitas, Mark Carpenter, who was the head brewer for Anchor for 45 years and a former co-host on this show as well. All roads lead back to Anchor, as a matter of fact. And then Don Barkley, who worked at New Albion, and then when New Albion folded, him and Michael Levitt and some other guys bought the equipment and started Mendocino Brewing Company. You might remember a little beer called
Red Tail Ale.
I bet you served a lot of those back in the day. I drank a lot of those, and actually I served a lot of those
not
as
enough.
Well. Yeah, so John Burton, what people don't may not know about John Burton is that he is the foremost collector of Sonoma County memorabilia, beer memorabilia, distilling as well, and everything from the 1800s. And I ran into Gay LeBaron and Sal Rosano the other day at breakfast.
Yeah. Former police chief, Sam
Yeah,
Rosa.
Exactly.
Yep.
And Chris Smith.
Well.
And they all said, and then Chris Smith, and I told them about the exhibit, they're like, Gay's like, have you talked to John Burton? You need to talk to John Burton. I'm like, that's a great idea. So,
thank you. So
several of his artifacts from the Grace Brothers and Sonoma Brewing Company and all these other Blue and Gold, all these breweries I didn't even know about, he's lending the museum, which is actually a Smithsonian affiliate. So if you do have things you want to lend us of artifacts, they will be under insured, you know, special loan forms, all those kind of things. But John has probably the most exciting things.
Extensive
and exciting. So Grace Brothers, right. You are probably even more of an expert, I think, than the Grace family themselves on
right.
Grace Brothers Brewing.
Blue and Gold was Grace Brothers.
Yeah,
and the reason,
and Gold.
Yes, the reason we had Blue and Gold was Tom Grace had gone to Stanford, and Virginia Grace had gone to the University of California. So that's why we had Blue and Gold come
in. So Berkeley and then Stanford, yep.
Yeah, that's why the main colors were red. However, with progression, 1942, Blue and Gold came out.
Tell us about some of the artifacts you're lending the library. So like, I know you're picking out some special things for us to have.
All right, well, actually, Grace Brothers started in 1897 and basically
In Santa Rosa.
And folded Tom Grace passed away September 22nd, 1966. And unfortunately, there was no one to follow behind with him. Mike Grace, John Grace, they were young kids at the time. So
I thought, but it didn't it go on?
It went on till 1969 under the ownership of Meyer out of Los Angeles.
Okay.
And so my collection starts in 1897, and
jeez.
What I'm doing is displaying their various beer bottles, the early embossed ones that they had. And Grace, through the years, had 127 different labels. If you had a grocery store and you wanted to have Jackson Brewery on your label, it was there the next day. It was pretty much all the same beer, but different labels.
Wow.
And I have a fairly large collection of their cans. I've got about 130 different Grace cans.
Now, are these on display somewhere where the public can see?
Some will be on display, right.
Okay, and where?
At the museum.
Okay, cool.
And the bottles, there's about 130, 140 different paper label bottles as well. Grace is one of the most collectible beers because they had short runs on the product, number one, and the artwork. Their artwork just is outstanding. And that's, some cans, believe it or not, there was a can just sold recently for $40,000.
Good Lord.
Beer can.
Wow.
So it gets
not a Grace one.
It was a Grace can.
The Grace one? Oh, okay, because there was the Peroni one that just sold for
that
also.
One went for a lot more. But those are rare, believe me.
And again, these are cans, not...
those are empty cans.
They don't have beer in them.
No, because they
$40,000.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Were the Grace Brothers the only brewery in Santa Rosa at the time?
At the time, yes. Grace was the only brewery at the time. Now, there were... Sonoma had a brewery, I'll display some of their product.
Okay, cool.
Petaluma had a couple of different breweries at the same time. One was Lewis Schmidt, and one was Hammerman & Jar. I'll be displaying some of their items. Healdsburg was F.O. Brandt, Frederick Otto Brandt, and a pretty major collection of his. And then there was Sebastopol, the Zimmerman brothers. That was from 1905 to 1912. So I have artifacts from any and all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this, a lot of them will be displayed at the Museum of Sonoma County.
Over 100 items.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I mentioned July. That is when the Sculptor Garden is going to be doing a
so
thing.
So July 20th of the summer, we're doing a beer garden, and the Sculpture Garden is going to be turned into a beer garden, and it's going to be really exciting. So we've got quite a few different breweries sponsoring. Thank you, Moonlight. Thank you, Lagunitas. Oliver's is actually going to be sponsoring part of the beer festival as well, so we're really excited about that. But most exciting is that Don Barkley, that I was saying that worked at New Albion and Mendocino Brewing Company, and Michael Levitt's son, Kevin Levitt, who has Wolf House Brewing, Renee DeLuca, that is Jack McCall, that started New Albion Brewery's daughter, she gave permission for and wholeheartedly to brew the original recipe that she has from her dad's handwriting, and that's going to be at the beer festival on July 20th
really?
In the beer garden. Yeah, and we're going to do it in the evening where, you know, it's going to cool down. We're going to have some hops and stuff out there. So a big part of this is also, that I don't want to forget, is it's not just beer itself. It was all the hop families. And almost everybody I talk to, that when I'm telling them about the music, oh, my great-grandmother used to, like, our farm had hops. We had hops, and there's a whole lot of that. Do you remember some of these?
Grace Brothers, Warren Dutton, the Donahues, those were the major players in the hops.
In the hops,
yeah. Grace Brothers, they also had Cotton in Tranquility, California. They had duck clubs up in out of Shasta area. They grew their own rice. In 1942, they purchased the Sacramento Brewery, Buffalo Brewery, and they had that till 49. And then they also purchased the Fresno Brewery in 42,
wow.
And they had that till 49. And that was actually purchased by the uncle, Joseph T. Grace. They split in 1942 at a Christmas event at Virginia Grace's home.
That's a
By
good
the
story.
Way, Kathy Grace will be at the museum with me
oh,
on
cool,
the
man.
19th at the reception.
Very, very
She's
nice.
She's a great sweetheart.
Okay, this was a radio commercial
favorites.
For the Grace Brothers Brewery, Santa Rosa. Go ahead. Wow, very cool. Very cool.
So that was recorded in Hollywood. So that's like, that's how far-reaching and successful the Grace Brothers Brewery was. It was pretty big.
It was the fourth largest in California
yeah,
in the 1940s.
Tell them where it was, in Santa Rosa.
In Santa Rosa is where the Hyatt is today.
Is that crazy?
Down on 2nd Wilson.
Yeah. So then there's actually even some artifacts still kind of buried underneath the Hyatt, right?
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
I bet there are. But there's all kinds of secrets all over the place. And then there was Excelsior Brewing.
And in the creek, too.
Oh, and in the creek. Oh.
Right.
Oh. Okay, that's probably another story there, too. But then there was Excelsior Brewing, Acme Brewing.
Acme, yeah. That was Pete Ironman and John Sankovich. That was down on Wilson where the flower mill was at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And then Excelsior. So we actually did get a sign from Brian Hunt from Moonlight. He got us a mm-hmm. sign of Excelsior. And then Ken Hartunian has been giving us some different artifacts. I got a hold of Pete Burrell from Dempsey's the other day. Bruce Kelm from Kelmer's Brewhouse. And they're getting us some stuff as well. So this is, you know, this is pretty exciting.
Ken Hartunian has a major collection as well.
Yes. So speaking of, you guys do these memorabilia festivals as well, too, also Collectors Club. So tell us about this.
I'm with the Northwestern Bottle Collectors Association. It started about 1965, and I've been with them about 40, 45 years. We meet once a month, and we host a bottle show. The next one will be September 21st at the Sonoma County Veterans Building. Actually, next weekend we go to a show in Antioch, and then that's followed up by a show in Auburn. So we do a lot of antique bottle shows. I do collect more than just Grace Brothers. I probably have about 1,200 old bottles related to California, let's put it that way. I started with Santa Rosa, and then I just gave up because I couldn't find anything else. And I expanded to Marin, and I went to Napa, then I went to San Francisco. Now I'm up in Eureka.
And you have distilling things as well, too.
I have pretty much anything related to beer.
It's the most – he took us to where he has the collection. I'm not going to say where. And it was the most organized – I mean, I know a lot of people who collect a lot of things, and it's the most organized collection I've ever seen. And then he's got things on flash drives that he was able to give to the museum so they could have the pictures and the research. I mean, you've been so invaluable to this
exhibit. You must not be a family member.
I thought it was pretty impressive. especially, I'd be like, oh, look at this.
Yeah. It's the Drive Brouhaha. Our guest is John Burton. If you go to the website, SantaRosaBartending.com, he's still doing his bartending school. You started as a professional bartender in 1959, became a beverage manager at the Flamingo in 62. You were at the Los Robles for 26 years, and that's where you developed and taught a bar apprenticeship program, and that led to the Santa Rosa Bartending School still doing.
I love it. I've had some great success stories.
Yeah, my stepson is one of them.
Right.
and
he's written 14 books as well.
Most of my books are on Sonoma County bottles. Actually, I've expanded to Marin County, Napa County. I currently, with Mike Capitani, we just put together a new book that's coming out. It's the history of Santa Rosa through postcards, memorabilia.
Oh, cool,
it's
man.
About 320 pages. It's on Amazon now.
Wow.
And we're going to have a book signing at Whistle Stop, I believe, May 11th.
Whistle Stop Antiques down on Railroad
Stop.
Square.
It's one of my pride and joy books because it's different than my bottle books.
Although some of your beer books are going to be sold at the museum during the time of the exhibition, and so are Tara's books. But especially for somebody who wants to see, like, you know, when you go to the De Young or something after an exhibition, you'll see all this.
Every bottle tells a story. It really does.
That's what I've heard.
my first book actually was a Grace Brother book, and I really did that to take and first off learn how to use the computer, and number two was to take an inventory for insurance reasons of what product I had, which surprised me with about a 240 page Grace Brother book. And
cool.
I love, you know, Grace Brothers. It all started because of Virginia Grace. When Los Robles, back in the 70s, the Sonoma County Fair, if you had a ticket to the fair and sat in one of the boxes, you were a who's who in Santa Rosa at the time.
Yeah, it was a huge deal, I know.
And the first party for the fair, the first luncheon, was, of course, Mrs. Finley. And after Mrs. Finley, then it was kind of open, and then Virginia Grace was the second hostess. And truthfully, she was the first lady of Santa Rosa in my eyes, a fabulous lady. And like you said, she didn't know that much about the brewery. And so we started talking. I started doing research and picked up a couple items here, item there. Next thing you know, it just went crazy. And a lot of great stories she told me about the family. One is how Joseph T. Grace, the uncle, split from the brothers in 1942 at a holiday Christmas party. Joseph T. Grace is when he picked up both Sacramento and Fresno, and he also owned Los Angeles, and he wanted to split those from Santa Rosa. But he wanted to give everybody a fair chance to have those breweries or Santa Rosa. So at the end of the meal, he took two pieces of paper, and one he wrote Santa Rosa, the other one he wrote Southern California. And then Virginia Grace reached into the bowl, and she picked out. She was very happy that it said Santa Rosa because she didn't want to relocate down to Los Angeles area. Well, Elaine Kersey, who was the housekeeper at the time, when she was cleaning up, she said, oh, here's another piece of paper out there. And that one also said Santa Rosa.
How cool. Our guest today is John Burton. You also developed a publishing company for bar management publications, and you wrote the book Bartending Basics, Everything You Need to Know to Be a Working Bartender.
I just love the industry. It's been good to me, and I just wanted to give back.
SantaRosaBartending.com.
We haven't got a date yet set, but we're going to be doing a Legends of Beer panel. So we've got all these legends that live here in Sonoma County. Mark Carpenter, who started at Anchor in 1971. You know, Don Barkley, you know, from New Albion, Mendocino Brewing Company. You know, Tony McGee. We've got Melissa, you know, that started Alexander Valley Hops, hoping to get Tom Frazier from the Don Hauer, you know, that started the hop picking machine out here as well. And we're not going to just have bottles and things at the museum. There's going to be some killer signs. You're going to remember some of these signs, like Kelmer's Brew House, and you know, from like my time, and then as well as fillers, old bottle fillers, and things like that as well.
We'll have everything for you.
Yes, and so much of this collection is thanks to John Burton as
old
well.
Old and new.
Old and new, and so during the beer festival, we're going to be having, you know, everything from, so Russian River Brewery is a sponsor of the entire exhibit. Lagunitas actually just signed on to sponsor as well. Oliver's Markets are going to be sponsoring the beer festival, as they should. That's a really perfect one for them as well. I'm hoping they'll do some snacks out there. Too. The 2030 guys that do Battle of the Brews said they would come and help and volunteer as well. So their sculpture garden is beautiful. You know, it's outside. We're going to turn it into a beer garden. There's, you know, this metal sculptures and things are going to be lit up. There's redwood trees and things out there. It'll be in the evening. It'll be nice and cool. And then on the 27th, not only, which April 27th for our kind of grand opening shindig, not only will the beer exhibit be open, but right next door is the more modern museum, and my friend Brianna Darling, she is a metal sculpturist, and she's going to be showing how she throws metal and crafts metal into sculptures. So outside they're going to be pouring some beers, and also Hypeworks Mead that we had the other day that does a hopped honey mead. Mm-hmm. They're going to be pouring there, so we have a gluten-free option as well. We'll have some Moonlight Brewing. They're actually a sponsor as well, too. And some, hopefully we'll have some Russian River Brewing beer there, too. And Lagunitas will be there as well.
I would hope also some of our members from the 49er Beer Can Club would be there as well.
We'll send out a shout-out. Give us their email or however we get a hold of them. And then
we start with
do...
Ken Hartunian on that. And I'm sure he can bring in a bunch of his friends.
John Burton, still doing his bartending school and so much more here in Sonoma County. Check it out. It's Santa Rosa Bartending.com, SantaRosaBartending.com. John, good to see you again, man.
Thank you.
All right.
And we hope to be here more often.
Yes, please.
We'll see you at the museum, and you're welcome anytime.